Chapter 2 Strange Noises. Sophie and Manu crept towards the sound. Manu wasn't sure, but he thought he heard voices under the other noises. Suddenly, Sophie stopped.
Wait, I know what that is. She looked embarrassed. I forgot I had it. Come on.
When they came out of the trees, Manu saw Sophie's backpack hanging on a fence post. Their hats and water bottles were in it. They'd left it there while they played hide and seek. Sophie unzipped the backpack and pulled out a walkie-talkie radio.
Grandma gave me two for Christmas. She thought they'd be useful, especially since we don't get cell phone reception everywhere on the farm.
She handed it to Manu. The radio had an aerial on one side and buttons to change the channel and the volume. There was also a big button on the other side. Sophie explained that you pushed it when you wanted to talk.
Cool!
Manu turned the walkie-talkie over. It had a clip on the back so it could be hooked onto a belt.
Where's the other one? If we both had walkie-talkies, we could play spies instead of hide-and-seek.
Mum has it, Sophie said, so we can keep in touch when I'm out on the farm.
She checked her watch. It'll be lunchtime soon. That's probably why she called. Sophie took back the walkie-talkie and pushed the talk button.
This is Secret Agent Sophie reporting to base. Come in, base. Over.
The walkie-talkie made a bleeping sound when she let go of the talk button. There was a short silence. Then the cousins heard a scratchy voice.
Hello, Secret Agent Sophie. This is the all-powerful ruler of the universe speaking. Over.
Sophie grinned. Hi, Mum. She passed the walkie-talkie to Manu. He pressed the talk button.
Hi, Auntie Alex. Manu here. Over.
He paused.
Wait. Make that secret agent, Manu.
The unit bleeped as he took his thumb off.
How's everything with you kids?
We're good,
Manu reported.
We heard you calling before, but the walkie-talkie was in Sophie's backpack. Over.
Nope, that wasn't me,
said the scratchy voice.
Wait a second.
There was a pause. Then the radio hissed again.
Dad said he didn't call either.
But it switched on, and we heard someone talking.
You might have picked up someone talking on another radio,
Auntie Alex explained. Sophie took the walkie-talkie from Manu.
It's okay, Mum, she said. The only weird noise we can hear now is Manu. He has the hiccups.
Another burst of noise came from the walkie-talkie.
Some lunch might help,
said Auntie Alex.
Can you secret agents head back to base soon? Over.
Copy that, Sophie replied. Over and out.